Behold Your King. Lenten Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, written by Dr. Carrie Vo. Hope and Love. Thursday, March 5th. Our text is from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 14. And they went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch." And going a little farther, he fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet, not what I will, but what you will." Sometimes hope produces the worst pain. Up to this point, Jesus has been saying to his disciples very clearly that he would, in the future, be handed over to his enemies, be mocked and flogged and crucified, and then he would rise from the dead. There has been no doubt in anything he said. But now, here in the garden, on the last night of his life, it looks like that perfect conviction has been withdrawn. Like any man, Jesus is subject to the tortures of hope, the thought that just possibly God the Father might find another way to save the world, a way that would allow Jesus to escape the future he has known for years. And so, like any man, he prays in desperation, asking God for that possible loophole, but always adding, "Yet not what I will, but what you will." Because he loves the Father, and he loves us, and he is not willing to lose us for any price, even his own life. And when hope fails him, Jesus turns back to love. He rouses his disciples so they can make their getaway, and then he turns his face to the cross for all of us. We pray. Dear Savior, thank you. I love you. Amen. Thank you.